What's up, everybody? It's Terrence Crawford, WBO welterweight champion of the world. We watching Jason Kobe.
It's Friday, and he is Jalen
Rowe. Dog.
I remain David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together, we're Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, I have never been as excited for a Tampa Bay Buccaneers season than I am for the upcoming season. I love all Buccaneers news. And the latest is this from GM Jason Light. He says that Bruce Arians and Tom Brady are actually a perfect marriage. And he cites how they are both sort of at the end of their career and they have a lot to prove. They've got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder and they want to take the league by storm. Jalen, what do you think about the GMs?
This is beautiful. And I'm not surprised that he feels that way. You make that decision when you decide that you're going to pay a 43-year-old quarterback $25 million a year over the next couple of years. That's when you make that decision we're going for right now. And trust me, everybody, especially on the offensive side of the football, Godwin, Evans, Gronk, their entire crew, Howard, they're enthusiastic that they're going for it now because so many times in sports, it's the Philadelphia 76ers. It's the we're a process. We're going to consider it moving slowly. They're going for it right now as a franchise of the four major has the worst win percentage. He got to come in there and do Peyton Manning, Jacoby, MVP. Seems like he's going to be playing with some better weapons and has a chance to do that. And can he win a Super Bowl? Those are things that Peyton did, aligning him with John Elway, a la Brady Arians.
You know, I thought you made a nice point about the process and how a lot of franchises, when they're not doing well, they sort of rebuild and tear down and get good draft picks, and it takes like 8 seasons. Because you always look at things like an athlete, but I look at things like a fan. If I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, this is exactly what I want my team to do. Just go all in on this season. Because in 2024, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, no idea what they look like, but right now they look like a team that can't compete. And I also like the fact that Sean Payton and Tom Brady are going back on the text about week 1 matchup. And we have some other Tom Brady news, Jalen Rose. Right on the heels of The Last Dance is the announcement of the man in the arena, a 9-episode Tom Brady documentary. Jalen, does Tom Brady interest you enough for 9 episodes of a documentary?
Jacoby, I got to be 1,000 with you. My fellow Michigan alum, after seeing Jason Ayers work with the Fab Five doc, and how he put an exclamation point on it with his work with The Last Dance, getting fitted for suits because he's going to be winning so many awards. The first thing that comes to my mind is in any good story, there has to be heroes and goats. And I don't believe the Tom Brady story will have a Jerry Krause, a Horace Grant, or a Scottie Pippen in it. They exist, but they won't be in the dock. What are your thoughts?
It's just Tom Brady is, there are heroes and goats in both sense of the words. Tom Brady is the goat. However, there's an intrigue with Jordan. Jordan's cultural impact was just so much more than Tom Brady's, the way that he influenced culture and fashion and marketing and movies. And Tom Brady to me is a great football player, but I don't know much about him as a person. And when you talk about sort of, you need conflict, you need scandal, you need highs and lows. I guess we're going to talk about Roger Goodell would be sort of the machine that Tom Brady raged against, but I don't know how much interest I have in that of a story. It's going to take some real craftsmanship to get 9 episodes of interest out of me on this. If you told me it's a 2-hour documentary, I'm all in. I'll watch all 2 hours, but 9 episodes about Tom Brady. I hope there's a lot more to this story that we don't know about. That's kind of what I'm looking at. It's like, they must know something I don't. And that's fair because I don't know much about Tom Brady, but
no,
there's got to be more to
no villains. Won't be any villains in this doc.
We will see. Jalen, we have some news. It is now time for some very special, unfounded, irresponsible speculation about Dak and the Cowboys. Jalen, there's some reports that there was large money on the table, something like $175 million. Reports that Dak Prescott said thanks but no thanks, and that he was at odds with the Cowboys. There was so much fervor about it. And then Adam Schefter dropped this tweet just to shut it down. To clarify any recent speculation on Dak Prescott's contract negotiations, there have been no discussions on other scenarios other than the Cowboys wanting a longer deal and Prescott wanting a shorter deal per source. So they have to get a deal done by July 15th. Shefty's saying there's no real discussions. What do you think happens from here?
So it's a unilateral universe that's taking place with the Cowboys, as we talked about on yesterday's show, because the Cowboys took care of everybody that they felt was special on both sides of the football except their quarterback, the most important spot on the roster and in the game, and even brought in Andy Dalton to act like, oh, okay, we can sleep well at night knowing that we have him. So if I'm Dak, it's two decisions that I need to make right now. Am I going to be there long term? That means if they're giving me my number, yes. If they're not giving me my number, enter Kirk Cousins' route. Play one, play 2 years under the franchise tag, and then you bounce. So you got to be ready to make that decision right now. That's how I would approach it.
Dak Prescott calls your phone and says, Jalen, you know, I really want to get a deal done, but I'm looking at this franchise number. It's over $30 million. Maybe I bet on myself. What advice do you give him?
It's a unilateral universe, Dak. You know, you come to me for your science and your information and your stats and facts. And what I'm trying to tell you is if they didn't look out for you, dog, like Carson Wentz got taken care of, Jared Goff got taken care of, Matthew Stafford, these are guys that got taken care of. If your Cowboys is paying everybody else and not you, let's get this franchise bread this year, though. You was making $2 million last year. We're going to go on and scoop that 30. And then we're going to scoop another 30, 35. And we got a contending type team. They just drafted CeeDee Lamb. We just paid Amari. We have a squad. We paid Zeke. Let's go for it these 2 years. And then you cash in somewhere else, though.
I think Dak was probably a little confused at the beginning of that phone call, but it all got together at the end. Now, Jalen, the last time that we saw Jerry Sloan, it was during The Last Dance. He was coaching against Michael Jordan and the Bulls in Game 6 of the Finals. Some sad news today that we have lost legendary Hall of Fame head coach Jerry Sloan. Jalen, what memories do you have of Jerry Sloan?
Sad news for the NBA family, and he's one of those former players that when he coached his team embodied exactly how he played, ferocious, tough, competed on every play, and going against his teams, the bigs ran rim to rim every single time. The wings ran outside of the lines, underneath the hoop, and crossed every single time. My good friend, like a brother, Howard Eisley, played in Utah under Jerry Sloan for multiple years, and he always talked about his attention to detail, owning the things on the stat sheet, like keeping your turnovers down, keeping your effort high and your discipline and playing a team game and all of the great things that he was able to do, not only for Utah as it relates to their wins and getting them to the finals, but helping nurture two of the greatest players that ever do it in Karl Malone and John Stockton.
RIP to Jerry Sloan. Condolences to the Sloan family. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, there's so much to discuss in the worlds of sports and pop culture that we create a segment where you decide what we talk about. It's called Keep It Moving.
To Cal!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. First up, an intriguing report from the New York Daily News that the Nets have discussed acquiring Bradley Beal.
Hit the brakes and keep it moving.
Jalen, New York Daily News is reporting this. Just the idea of Beal, Kyrie, KD is intriguing. Do you think they could put together a package to make it happen?
NBA and Net fans get enthusiastic because it'll be the first trio in the league of gentlemen that each made the All-Star team before they joined forces. It'll almost be like KD when he joined the Warriors itself, the Eastern Conference version. And I know Kyrie's game is different than Steph's. I know Bradley Beal's game is different than Klay Thompson's, but they all still effective in their own right. Except Tommy Shepard, the GM of the Wizards, got Beal to sign a 2-year extension. That means that he wants to be in Washington. They seem to have a pretty good relationship. And if I'm the Wizards, I'm not doing this deal in any way, shape, or form.
There's just not much on the Nets roster that I can see with plus picks that would make something that the Wizards would be interested in. However, this backcourt, in my opinion, would become one of the top five backcourts just immediately overnight like that in the NBA. Jalen, the Celtics had a very interesting way of settling squabbles back in the day. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Kendrick Perkins was telling a story about how CP might have been traded to the Celtics and maybe Rondo and Ray Allen was involved. That's not important. What is important is this. When Ray Allen and Rondo had a problem, they brought boxing gloves to practice and they duked it out with boxing gloves. Soft move or boss move? Settling your problems with boxing gloves.
This is definitely a boss move. Not the first time that I've heard of something like this. Our high school coach, Perry Watson, used to do something sort of similar to this. This was the climate of sports and basketball when you still could haze and or bully physically your teammates. This is a classic example of we don't like one guy. We really like the other guy more. And we think the guy that we like will lump up the guy that we really don't like. But we'll put on gloves so that we can act like it was a fair fight.
Did I get this right? Coach Perry Watson, your mentor and father figure, used to put boxing gloves on you guys and you would duke it out?
Absolutely. What?
That ain't happening in 2020. That is not happening in 2020.
Hey, I love man, Perry Watson. You guys get tangled up and y'all want to go ahead and do something and interrupt my practice and give me some bad energy, y'all go right ahead. Fight till y'all get tired, till y'all faint.
It's a good workout. Keeps people in shape. Ja Morant says that he deserves the rookie of the year.
He is. Ain't no question.
It's over. It's already over.
In the playoffs regardless.
It's already over. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. You know that's my guy.
Jamal Adams, who in my opinion is the best player on the Jets, has reached a little impasse in contract negotiations with the franchise. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
You know how I feel about defensive backs instead of especially hard-hitting ones, safeties like this. The Jets should find a way to get it done. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving.
Keep moving.
We keep it moving.
Aaron Donald is having trouble envisioning playing without fans. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
So hit the brakes on this one.
Okay. He says, I don't see how you could play a game without no fans.
Well, it's not about a salary. It's all about reality. And when each professional sport returns in 2020, fans will not be in the stands. I know you guys hear about collegiate football trying to come up with multiple models to do such. It's because the fan gate is worth so much in the bottom line percentage of revenue. Okay, for pro sports, I see them playing, but fans will not be there. So the knife-toting, training, best lineman, one of the best players in the NFL is going to have to get used to playing without fans.
When we come back, we will have a matchup between the Dream Team and the Redeem Team. I can't believe we're doing
this. It was a dream.
Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Just a dream.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. In the wake of The Last Dance, we all have Jordan fever, and LeBron James caught it as well. He was on the Uninterrupted video with Mav Carter and PR Paul Rivera, and he talked about the Dream Team from 92 playing the Redeem Team from 2008. What an interesting possibility. Jalen, let me just show you some of the key contributors. Obviously, it's not the full roster. They're Hall of Famers. They're not on this list. They're on each team. But Looking at this matchup, how do you think this would play out on this hypothetical court?
It's a classic distinction of how basketball was different in the 90s versus the 2000s. If you look at the Dream Team, tall point guard Magic, point forward Scottie, electric shooting guard MJ, and then a ton of big men who were coming to their prime, be Hall of Famers, and dominant in the league. And on the other side, a Kobe Bryant, the remix to Michael Jordan, LeBron James, one of the top players that ever did, that ever do it, to ever do it. And so I understand we want to compare the two squads, but I can't front Jacoby. If they were to meet when the Redeem team was playing that year and when the Dream team was playing that year, I'd take the Redeem team.
Oh,
Magic was older.
Good for you.
Larry Bird had a bad back.
Oh, he was lying down on the side of the court the whole time.
They had Jaylen. Christian Laettner on the squad.
Stay safe this weekend. We will be back on Monday.
Thank
Highly
you.
Questionable. Dan Levitard is next.
You're far too kind.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Like we always say, we're giving the people what they want. We have podcast extra, exclusive podcast content.
D-Block!
Jaylen. We're calling this the D-Block. This is the fourth segment. A-Block, B-Block, and C-Block make TV. The D-Block is the podcast extra, where we get to talk about basically whatever we want.
And it can get us arrested or fired. So it works perfect.
So Kim Kardashian is, you know, doing what she does. The quarantine doesn't change her life, because her life is basically just putting up pictures on Instagram. You know what I mean? So, like, the quarantine, she can work from home easy. She can work from home, no problem. But she put out a picture of herself wearing leather chaps in L.A. in the spring. We got to make a question for you. Is we have a segment called What's Your Number? Jaylen Rose, what is your number for you to wear some leather chaps in public to work, to the studio, on TV?
So a couple of things. Shout to my Southern brethren. I want to make sure I know what chaps is. To me, it sounds like I'm wearing a 10-gallon hat and my butt cheeks are out.
There you go. That's the key.
And something's
right
around my waist.
Your butt cheeks are, your butt cheeks are out. Yeah.
And I'm wearing a thong, right?
Essentially,
and
yes.
Something covering up my thighs like 80%. And I'm wearing boots down low. Is
pretty
that
much,
what it is?
Much. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So to get me to do that, I got great cheeks, by the way. Great cheeks.
Really?
Underrated.
You got great cheeks?
Underrated.
Oh,
cheeks.
Really? Didn't know that about you.
Help
Didn't
my post
that.
Game. Help my post
Didn't
game in the league.
Oh, yeah, you got
skinny
wagon.
Dude posting up anybody. Great
the
cheeks.
Butt to the gut? Got the butt to the gut?
And then when I'm out of shape.
Magic Johnson's entire game was just turning around and putting his butt inside your gut and then just backing you down. And you know, that's just, when he got older, when he stopped being athletic, he would just turn around. I remember if you try to pick him up full court, he'll turn around and face his own basket and take the ball up over half court.
I got a better example. Our brother Mark Jackson.
Yes,
that's
Mark Jackson does the
example.
Butt to the gut too. He does the butt to the gut too.
They created a rule when him and Charles was doing it so much, backing people down. He's like, you can't do that over 5 seconds.
Yeah, like, I remember.
We just gonna create a rule. Like,
yeah, well,
we're not having
it anymore. Because Charles would just catch the ball, start dribbling, and start backing you down with no plan. You know what I mean? He didn't know what – we didn't have, like, a pre-planned move. Like, Olajuwon has a move planned for which way he's leaning or whatever. The defense is shading him. Charles would just start backing you down and just figure it out from there. It would work every time. So what's your number on First Take in Ashley's
My charge? Number, I would say, for JRLA?
Yeah.
I'd do it for $1 million.
So 999,000. Think about what that could do for the Jaguars. Think about what
negotiations.
That could do
for the Jaguars. That's just think negotiations. About what that could
do. That's between, the starting point.
Between
that's starting
900
point.
And a million. Yeah, between 900
so
and a million.
800,000, you're saying no. You're going to look at all those faces at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. You're going to say, you know what? My pride meant too much to me. Y'all can't get a cafeteria upgrade.
Well, here's the thing, though. The one thing about my cheeks, though, it may spark more bread. And opportunities, okay. More offers.
Okay.
So I got to consider that too. Like these when Chiefs might end up on Vogue, on Complex, on Sports when Illustrated, on ESPN.
When I was working at the Empire State Building, hustling tours, there's this dude named Angel that worked there, and he was a male exotic dancer on the weekends. Making all kinds of money, had the best stories when he came to work the next day. This job was great. My second favorite job next to this one. And Angel, he goes, oh, like, I know the girls like you. I was in much better shape back then. He's like, we need a white guy. He's like, we need a white guy. We don't have a white guy. He's like, come be our white guy. I'm like, first of all, I can't really dance. You know what I mean? And second of all, like, I'm not in bad shape, but I'm not in, like, stripper shape. You know what I mean? Like, third of all, I don't know how I'm going to explain that to my girlfriend. So that was my stripper. My stripper career was about a 10-second conversation at the top of the escalator on the Empire State Building.
So I got a few different directions I want to go with this, so I just want to make sure. I'll take the serious part first because I know serious. That there are so one this, or two people that are actually smart. They listen to this and want hard-hitting
There's a serious journalistic angle to this one? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes. The first one is you just said what I realized a long time ago in corporate America. There was once affirmative action, and it was applied. But what people don't realize, and not to the full extent was it applied, by the way, but what people don't realize, your corporate job right now, you may be filling a quota. You just don't know it. If you really look at the landscape of how certain businesses that try to resemble places that have diversity, that creates it. That's the first thing I want to say. What do you think about that?
No, I think it's really important when I tell a jokey story about maybe considering being a stripper for 15 seconds that you turn into labor law. You know what I mean? I think that's a totally natural transition, and it makes perfect sense.
Okay, that's the first thing.
That's why I love doing the show with you. You never know what you're going to get. Like, you just never know what you're going to get. You know, it's like the magic eight ball. Jalen, you just shake up Jalen, and you see what comes up. That's basically my entire
Correct.
Job. And it's always good. It's always good.
And then the second part that I want to say is, so I love you and I appreciate your honesty. And I just appreciate that you had a friend that liked you and appreciated you so much that invited you to come be a stripper, even though he's probably never seen you with your shirt off and never seen you dance.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. If he would have seen, like, the ladies would have been like, right. are you the manager? They'd be like, are you like the money guy? Like, do we pay you? Like, how does? What are you doing here? Yeah.
And then the second thing that you were able to, like, give us some, you know, off wax behind the curtain type of conversation is, I'll never look at a Pringles can the same again.
That was off wax.
That's all.
I love John McEnroe growing up. That's violating. I didn't say that on the pod. I said that off the pod. So if we want to start doing this, like, yo, if you want to make a policy out of things that we say off the pod, we can just bring up on the pod. Like, you want to start doing that? Like, I'm cool. You better really spice it up. The D block, numbers going sky
after
high.
Today, I don't want to play that game.
Numbers going sky high. You know, like,
I don't want to play that game.
Number one on the charts, number one on the podcast charts, every single day.
I'm tapped out.
Jalen told me off wax, on wax, just to see what he says.
I'm tapping out right now. I don't want those problems.
Okay.
And for people that didn't hear it, they don't know what I'm talking about anyway.
They don't know what you're talking about because we didn't put on the podcast. It was after you're done recording.
I didn't know it until you reminded me.
Once you popped, you can't stop.
I didn't know. I would have never said that.
Every time I go to the bodega, I look at those Pringles, sour cream and onion just don't look the same. Barbecue.
You gotta go originals, dog. You gotta go originals, dog. Don't play no games. Oh man. Now if I get, you know, plantar fasciitis on the bottom of my foot and I need a tennis ball, I'll never look at it the same. I'll never look at it the same.
I'll never look at tennis balls the same, man. So, this Sunday night at 9 o'clock, ESPN Films is going to continue the streak. Last Dance. You can't follow up the Last Dance. Hard act to follow. But they're going to follow it with Lance. The story of Lance Stevenson. It starts
with
him.
Can I enter with a Jacobyism?
I'm in the middle of saying something, though. I want the audience to get enthusiastic about Lance.
Here's what I wanted to say, Jacoby. You're doing an amazing professional tease and promotion. But here's what I want to say to everybody. I know it's not Last Dance. So initially, whatever it would be, it would seem like a buzzkill. Like Jacoby always says, keep expectations low. The expectations are higher than ever after Last Dance. So give it a chance. It's really good. It's really informative. He really has an interesting story. And I'll allow my handsome, very good production host, go ahead and continue his introduction.
So I'm a handsome, very good production host. I mean, you know what? I'm going to get that on my lower third now. It's going to say David Jacoby, handsome, very good production host. You know, because no one can say it better. No one can say it better than that. Handsome, very good production host. All right, so Jalen and Jacob. Gonna continue going. Okay.
Jacob and Jacoby.
It's like arguing with my
Jacob
wife.
And Jalen.
Jalen got his little guy. Oh, Jalen.
Anyway, like, I'm married. I got three kids.
I'm trying to say something. Kill his mic.
I got another adult out here calling me a little guy.
The Disney Corporation needs us, Jalen. The Disney Corporation needs us, man. This is a pandemic.
I know how this works. You're upstairs. There's a loud sound downstairs, and you're hardworking, disciplined, intelligent, beautiful wife. And kids look at you and they wonder, Dad, what is the loud noise downstairs? And you know what you have to do? You got to go face it. You got to go face it for the family. And that's the same thing for the Mike Tyson. We didn't realize that, you know, he was going to acknowledge and give us a shout out. But I know you don't want to be in the car with your wife and kids and have another man call you little guy. I know. So I'm pretty sure you Googled, like, how tall is he? Like, how old is he? Do I really have a shot? And then you saw those videos that we're going to keep releasing and realize you don't have a shot. You don't have a shot.
I want to talk to you about something.
Okay, cool.
Kevin Durant decided to play with the Warriors since we've been doing this show. Okay. Colin Kaepernick took a stand, took a knee since we've been doing this show. And there's been so many monumentous things, both good and bad. We're now doing this program in a quarantine. And we've taken on some funny topics, and we've taken on the serious topics. And there has never, ever been anything that you've wanted to talk about more than Mike Tyson whooping my ass. Like, it's just all you want to talk about. We're not even talking about Lance. I'm trying to do a promo for Lance. And you're like, yo, go ahead, handsome production host guy. And then I start talking, and you interrupt me and somehow twist the conversation into me getting beaten up by Mike Tyson. No, I didn't Google Mike Tyson. I need to Google whether or not Mike Tyson can beat me. I don't need to Google that, Jalen. Like, I just want you to know, can we just let the Mike Tyson beating me up topic rest for like 5 minutes until the end of this podcast, and then we can just have a nice weekend? Because I'm sure something else will come up this next week.
Right after it happened, you did three what things happened? That quietly
right after
he
happened?
Made that comment. After that, okay, after he something. Made...
Let me take everybody behind the curtain, okay? My friend Mike, right? Big shout out to Uncle Mike. He sent me that video because he was just watching Mike Tyson content. He sent it to me, and I was like, oh, this would be good for the show, right? I was like, you know what? Let me send this to the producers and to Jalen. This is going to be a good clip for the show. So it's not like you found it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
really?
I'm the one who brought it here.
Don't get
I'm the one that made it exist.
It.
I'm the reason it's on the show. Like, it's not like I'm running from it. I am the reason it's on the show. I brought it here. So you're welcome.
Well, first off, that's not representing the show accurately. Because you and our production team usually are responsible for everything that's on the show. So that's not saying much.
Okay.
The other thing I want to say, you know that there is a thing called the internet. And I know you feel like you were the person that discovered the clip by Christopher Columbus in America. But there's people there when he arrived. I just got to let you know that.
Dog.
The other thing I want... The other thing I want to make sure I say is the next day on the show, you did three things subliminally to let me know you felt some type of way about Mike Tyson calling you little guy, and it's okay. It's okay. What I love about that clip is my brother, Mike Tyson, I've seen him go through all type of turbulence, all type of ups and downs in his life, and he looked like he's happy and having fun, smoking something in his hand, and got a beverage in his other hand. Like, I love that. Here are the three things you did. Number one, you said how tall you are. I don't know why that matters. Number two,
stop talking about this. I just asked to stop talking about this.
Weight
all you
to
want
his,
to talk about.
Which
like,
doesn't
just keeps
matter.
Coming back,
and
no
number
matter
three,
what happened?
You brought up his age.
Wait,
like,
I don't
that was
talk
a factor.
About this anymore.
That's not a factor.
Jalen, I'm not trying to fight Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not. It's not something I'm trying to do. Can we just stop talking about it? There's other things going on in the world. We worked so hard to prepare these other topics for the podcast exclusive. And I asked you direct questions about other things. I'm trying to talk about Lance to help the Disney Corporation, to get viewers to go to that. Yet all you want to talk about for the third week in a row is me getting beaten up by Mike Tyson. You know?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Lance coming out 9 o'clock ESPN Sunday night. Right after that, 11 o'clock live. Jalen and Jacoby responding immediate response to the Lance documentary, and I couldn't be more excited to share this with the people because it is such a juxtaposition between the story arc, the life, the celebration of Michael Jordan, and the questioning, the learning, the conflict, the story, the scandal that is involved with Lance. And in the very first episode, takes you all the way through his origin, his bout with cancer, his comeback from cancer, and of course, his relationship with performance-enhancing drugs, which he does not run from. The first episode is absolutely phenomenal. It airs at 9 o'clock, and right after that, make sure you listen to the Jalen and Jacoby After Show, where we talk about Lance. And also, I want to say this, Jalen.
What's that?
There are some scientists, I believe they're in Canada, and they're doing some studies, and they believe cannabis could help prevent and treat coronavirus. Now, I got to say something about some of these cannabis people. Okay, I'm all for people enjoying a little medicinal from time to time. You know what I mean? I'm all for it. You know, I'm not going to say I've never experimented with some cannabis use, but I do have to say this. Some people take it too far. You know what I mean? You can't treat coronavirus with a Dutch master. You know what I mean? The vaccine, you know how many scientists, how many millions, I'd say billions of dollars are being poured into creating a vaccine. And like, you got a couple of people being like, yo, maybe the vaccine has always been here right in front of our faces. A joint is the vaccine. This is like those same studies that come out and be like, drinking wine is actually extends your life. Like, people are just trying to reverse engineer this. There is no chance. People are like, oh, cannabis. Cannabis is good for stress. Cannabis helps you sleep. Cannabis helps keep stay you awake. Cannabis helps you not eat. Cannabis helps you eat. It's like the cannabis people are acting like this is the magical weed that can cure all. It's not. It is a plant that if you smoke it, it gets you high. You feel funny for a couple hours and then you feel sleepy. That's all. It's not going to fight coronavirus. I don't need to be a scientist. I don't need to do the study. We don't need to spend a single dollar studying that. It ain't true. It ain't happening. And you know what? If I'm wrong, I will start smoking cannabis.
I'm glad that our job is to keep it honest with the people and give them what they want. And one of the things that you just alluded to is a fact that we as adults must own. Marijuana and medicinal weed does have its benefits. It absolutely does. But you know what? Inhaling smoke into your lungs, regardless of what it is,
yeah,
tobacco, cigar, or marijuana isn't what's best for them. So if that's something you choose to do, that's something else. But let's not act like it isn't a seesaw effect. For those that have never played on a seesaw, growing up, one side that has the most weight is on the ground. The other side is in the air, and vice versa. That's how I look at it. The same way, to be honest with you, I look at alcohol. The only difference between the two is alcohol is worse for you, and it just so happens to be legal.
It can impair you more. You know what I mean? Like, we've all smoked too much weed. It doesn't go that left. If you drink too much, it can definitely go left. And I will always say, I've told this story before and I'll tell it again. I was eating lobster miso soup, the Upper West Side, after playing basketball.
Yes, lobster.
There was this old lady next to me, she started chatting with me. She was great. You know, we just started chatting a little bit. She was at the table next to me. We were both alone.
Did you get her number?
We started talking. No, it was Mike Tyson. And then he beat me up. And then we started talking about things, and she said, young man, moderation in moderation. I'll never forget it. Moderation in moderation. Whatever that means to you. I know what that means to me.
Well,
it's Friday, and I'm going to get drunk tonight and play poker on Zoom with my boys. Put a movie on for my kids tomorrow morning and sleep until 9:45. Friday.
Well, if you're going to put a movie on after you've been drinking, it should probably be with your wife, especially after you're playing poker.
No, I'm talking about the next morning. Here, my kids wake up at like 7, so on the weekends, I just put a movie on. During the week, we don't let them watch screens in the morning.
After you hungover. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, so when I'm hungover, I'll just put some egg waffles in the toaster, just put some plates in front of them, put a movie on, and then go back upstairs and go to sleep.
I like it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing tomorrow.
I like it. And it is Friday, and everybody should be enjoying themselves. We appreciate your support. You're the reason why we're going to be on ESPN at 4 p.m. every day. Make sure you follow our podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend that we thrive to give the people what they want.
Make sure you rate and review the show. We'll be back on Monday.
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.